Brookings follows us home. Brookings follows us home, the gentle creature. He will return tomorrow to the wild. There is a basket here for him. In his slumber, he likes to hear 60s music, child music, with a comfort like the sea. For me now, that music has ambivalence. Brookings forages with flowers in his fur, wildflower, and has receptive language, so the words are familiar, drowse him away. If you are going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. They used it in Forrest Gump, where it was made to seem ridiculous, left-wing. For years now, there has been that thing that Jim Morrison of the Doors had a father, a rear admiral, who invented the Gulf of Tonkin incident so President Johnson could escalate, in 1965, his Vietnam conflict, that gangs of inexperienced folk singers and hippies then arrived, all children of the military, in Los Angeles to stage a counterculture, with drugs supplied by the company, to detract from straightforward protest against the Vietnam War. And because they were descended often from British and American establishments, there was quite a bit of Satanism, pedophilia, ritual death, and adult ambivalence of the sort in projects MK Ultra, Mockingbird, or just the Western military family. Wee Brookings curls up with his claws under his mouth. His sleeping eyes seem rain pools under bushes, with the burnt milk smell of a baby. I too am comforted still by the music's softness. The names may mean nothing to you, but I was thinking the other day how Tina Date, the Australian folk singer, went to the US, had a relationship with Phil Oakes, the anti-Vietnam singer, who was so wary of deception, wrote with daring irony, "Love me, I'm a liberal." Oakes hanged himself, or was hanged, at the last, saying his name was John Train, saying he was always CIA from inception, and that the CIA's Train had killed Phil Oakes in a hotel room. There has been indeed some biographical etymologizing about that, but there was and is a real John Train, of course, who was part of Project Mockingbird, used CIA funds to create the Paris Review for the Congress for Cultural Freedom, just as they did in Counter. One toke over the line, sweet Jesus. The songs are so soothing to Brookings and to me. Real John Train then trained the Mujahideen, rebels in Afghanistan, against the Russians, thus creating Al-Qaeda, and now awards a Civil Courage Prize in America for steadfast resistance to all, for steadfast resistance to evil at great personal risk. They love these prizes so much, to give and to receive, to organize. Like Jessica in The Merchant of Venice, I am always sad when I hear sweet music. I am so wan in the heart that I stroke the unconscious Brookings. He wakes up, endures another cuddle, then ambles back to the bush with that to and fro rhythm of a child in panic or a lullaby.